Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hi!
Hello.
Hi.
You know that ha 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 like just broke someone's stereo speakers.
Just turned us off already.
A Bad Examples podcast review. 0 stars. Jess Hottie laughed so loud it burst my eardrums.
Yeah.
Bitch, that was one time.
But did you die?
Do you know what girl dinner is?
Girl dinner?
Girl dinner.
No.
All right, so it's this like new trend on TikTok, and I think the point of it is like,
can I tell you what I would assume girl dinner is before you say it?
Yeah. Okay.
When you say girl dinner, I think like first date ordering a salad.
Wow.
Or I think like, what are we going to eat tonight? And then it's like, we should have what my mom made, me. But those are the only two girl dinners that I would come up with.
So I think your first one, although it's not accurate, is that's
what a normal people
be.
Would think.
Yeah.
Girl dinner is like, you know, when you have to act girly, like you don't order a burger on the first date because it's shoving meat into your mouth.
Yeah.
After. After dinner.
Shoving meat into your mouth.
Yeah, like.
So, girl, like I thought I originated girl dinner, but girl dinner is like, instead of a meal, like a normal meal, like you kind of put together a smorgasbord of shit that's probably not a real meal. Like maybe
a
string cheese.
Cheese is our first.
Maybe a couple chicken nuggies.
I mean, you also eat like a 14-year-old. Like, I've never seen anybody eat more children's menu than you.
My girl dinner is also my breakfast and lunch.
Yeah,
but yeah, girl dinner is like kind of replacing
one giant meal with a bunch of mini meals.
Fuck, I'm not gonna cook tonight. I'm gonna have a girl dinner.
My mom loves this. My mom's like, breakfast for dinner, or I'll just have like a chicken salad or blah, blah, blah. My mom like comes up with these weird like, oh, I'll just have this. But like, oh, what do you want me to make for the kids? I'm like, no, I will cook them a whole dinner. You eat your little chicken salad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Think of it like a charcuterie board of just
a random,
like not a good one. You're like,
got it.
Whatever you've got in the house, you kind of.
I am not a leftovers girl, so that won't work for me.
No,
ever.
I don't. I'm
actually
not a leftovers
skeeve
girl either.
Leftovers. I only bring home leftovers if it's something that could be air fried to be fixed,
like
a chicken quesadilla or chicken fingers, like kids' food, I guess, like that they didn't eat when we were at dinner. Those are the only food I really bring home. I do not like heating up food again. I'd rather just start fresh.
Like, let's say you had like a Diet Coke.
I don't drink soda.
And some pizza bagels. That's a girl dinner.
Okay. Okay. Where is this like a trend?
Yeah, it's a trend. Apparently, we're not, you know, the only ones that just sometimes say like, fuck it, I'm too tired for this shit. I'm gonna make some Kraft mac and cheese and call it a day.
I don't think that's a girl dinner. I think that's a mom dinner.
Look at this girl dinner with the chicken nuggets.
Oh my God, I can't. I don't think that's a girl dinner because girls want to be wined and dined. Like, I think that's a mom dinner. We just slaved over kids all day. We don't care about what we're eating. But we're eating something and then going to pass out on the couch while watching our favorite show only halfway through because we fell asleep.
My problem with the baby is that she gets the greatest meal and then by the time it's time for me to eat, it's so late.
Yeah, and also you're like, I don't even want to eat. Like, you ever worked at a place and you don't eat from that food anymore?
Yes.
So I grew up, contrary to Jessa and Denny's popular belief,
the chocolate store.
I hated chocolate growing up, so I was like, let me work at a chocolate store, because I tried working at a pizzeria and I ate all the pizza. Tried working at a bakery, ate all the bread. So I was like, fuck this, I'm gaining weight, I'm gonna go work at a place where I don't like anything. So I worked at the chocolate store and I couldn't even stand the smell. But that's what happens, like when people say that they like people at ice cream places and you're like, do you guys just sit here and eat ice cream all day? They're like, we don't really do it because it's like always here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like at the end of the day when you're a mom and you've cooked all day, you're like, I don't even want this food because I'm so sick of looking at everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want what I just made.
Like, I used to fuck with Goldfish. I don't anymore.
No, do you go through like hunger strikes of something? Like you want the same thing for like 2 months and then your body one day is like, done.
Are you kidding me? You do that too?
Yeah, I think everyone does that.
Den makes fun of me because he's like, yo, when you like want something, you just like on it for like a week. And I'm like, well, yeah, I just had a great meal. I want it again.
Yeah, but like crazy I, like I'm like really random shit. Like one time I went for a week and like only wanted string cheese. And then the week after that, like my like picking snack was like rice pudding. Those little tiny mini cups.
And then when you're done, you're on to the next one.
Yeah, like those arroz con leche ones, the little cinnamon on top.
Ew, it's like creamy.
Yeah, and it's...
And white.
Yeah, like with rice in it.
Textured jizz.
Sure. Loved it. Did that for a week, and then I like literally looked at the cup the second day of the week, and I was like, ooh, I can't even think about eating this. But like, I do that with everything. Like, I go on like food binges of just that one. I just want that one snack.
I thought that was me. I really thought that was a me thing.
No, and like, I'm so like portion control and like obsessive compulsive with what I eat now that like I don't have those anymore, but I miss those times where like I obsessively wanted like just a food.
One thing.
Just one thing. Because I knew what I wanted. As soon as I opened the fridge, I was like, I know what I'm here for. Now I stand there and I'm like, I hate all of you. Every food in this fridge, I fucking hate. I don't want none of it.
I think girls too, like a lot of single girls, like they're not going home and like cooking a 4-course meal. They're having a girl dinner.
Right.
They're just like.
That's why you put on your best foot front when you have a boyfriend, because you're like, I haven't cooked for myself or anybody in so long that I need to like show the fuck out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I do that a lot. I feel like when I have a boyfriend, I'm like Susie homemaker. Like he's like, oh, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And I'm like, say less. Watch me put a 4-course meal together in 10 minutes. Yeah. But then when it comes to me, I'm like, he's like, are you going to eat with me? And I'm like, no.
This is like when I went to KFC and put it on a plate and put it in the oven. Remember
that? Oh, my God. What was that for that you did that? For and I was guy. Like.
And they said, you didn't make this. This is KFC.
Ghetto. That's so ghetto of you.
And I was like, huh?
Yes, I did. Somebody said that they did that for Thanksgiving one day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like a really long time ago in one of our episodes. I think it was a Thanksgiving episode and someone's like, she had to cook for like her whole family, but she's never cooked a Thanksgiving meal before. So she just bought it all from KFC, put it in bowls, and one of her family members like called her out or something.
Yeah, it's such a specific taste.
There is like, no chicken like KFC chicken. Even the pasta, like, it's like Boston Market. You know when you're like, I know this is fucking Boston Market's cream of spinach. Like, don't you try to fucking lie to me.
They're sweet potatoes. Like,
it's so obvious they're cornbread. Like, how dare you pretend you made this cornbread?
I had the oven on full blast, the house all hot. Like, I've been cooking all day. I splashed a little water on my face, little droplets of sweat.
Yeah, okay. He's like, bitch, it's KFC.
Literally, was like, just looked at it. Colonel Sanders. He just eyed it. And you did not cook this.
That's hysterical, actually.
Well, but yes, I also enjoy fake cooking for my man.
Do you? Do you still fake cook for him? Does he not catch on to her? He just really doesn't care to argue.
No, I see. The thing is like I can cook. I can't cook for myself because I literally don't know what to eat. Like, I rather have a girl dinner. I rather have a special cake for dinner.
Cheese.
Like a bowl of cereal, I'm fine. It's easy. Great. I'm full. But with Denny, like, I can cook him like chicken. I just don't like to eat it myself. So it sucks. I'm making him a meal, making the baby a meal. By the time it's my turn to eat, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I think just what it is like, I want whoever I'm with to be like, she just takes such good care of me. And I will sacrifice my own eating so that you think like I slaved away for you.
Yeah. I think that's having an Italian mother thing. How do you feel
it
about
is.
That?
No, it is for sure. Like we were taught that like the women are in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We serve the men. Mm-hmm. There's never been a time where my mother and me and my grandmother didn't sit at the corner of the table closest to the entry of the kitchen. Because if anyone needs a spoon, we get it. Mm-hmm. If anyone needs a drink, we get up and get it. Like, and then we put it all away. We do the dishes. There's never been help.
No.
So in my mind, that's what you do. And you have to cook for them. Like, and you don't take a single complaint. And then you clean up for them. Like, I went with my boyfriend at the time to like one of his family or friends like events that they were throwing. It was like a 70th birthday or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. And all the wives were sitting together and they realized, they were like, okay, this table can come up now and get their plate, whatever. And I went up and I first made him his plate. and walked it over to him, and all of his friends were like shocked. And the girls that I were with were like, oh my God, now I have to do it because I'll look like the bad wife. And I was like, this is literally second nature. I would never sit at a restaurant with my man and they put food in front of us and me not immediately take his plate and serve him.
Yeah. It's just what
it has to be a Italian mother thing, right?
Yeah. No, it's 100%.
And because, like, I don't know any better. Like, I don't even know when I'm doing it.
It's how you show love. Like, you show love by feeding them. Yeah. That's what it you is. Do. It's true. It's true.
Like,
it's for
never
sure a cultural
ever
thing for us.
Like, has my boyfriend come over and been like, hey, I'll be there in an hour or I'll be there in 5 minutes. And he didn't walk in and like me either in the middle of cooking his food.
Yeah.
Or already waiting for him there. And He's like, how did you do this? I just told you I was on my way. And I'm like, we have our ways. We always have food being prepared for you. I don't care what it is. I will always, even if it's something small.
I think personally, men appreciate it. And I think if you're a single guy, a single girl trying to get a single guy, it's a great way to, I don't know, lure them in.
The guy that I was like talking to, dating, whatever, he said, like, when we went out for the first time, like to get dinner together or lunch or whatever it was, he was like, there's things that girls do that we look for. And I'm like, same. Like, and I'm not talking about like the guy holding the door for you. Those are like little things, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm talking about like when we sit down, I want him to ask me what I want to drink. And then when the waiter comes over, I expect him to order my drink for me after I've already told you. I should never have to fucking speak to a waiter. I should never have to speak to them. I say thank you. When they, how's your drink? Oh, it's great. Thank you. I should never have to order my own food. You ask me what I want. I tell you, and then you order it for me. Just like when the food comes and is delivered, I grab your plate, put food on your plate so you can eat it. That's how I expect things to go. And on the first date, he was like, oh yeah, I couldn't believe that you just kept putting food on my plate and making sure I had food, like without me having to reach and do it.
You were at a restaurant, you kept putting food on his plate?
Like, you know, when like we're splitting like appetizers or they brought out a salad with salmon, they brought out like steamed clams, they brought whatever, and I
and
put little bit of little on his
the
plate.
Clams. And put it on his plate.
Yeah, like we serve, I serve him. That's and you weird. Order for me, I serve you.
It's too far. You've taken it too far.
No, that's how I've always been. That's what
no
I
do. No one wants your clam hands.
Who said my hands? A spoon, you weirdo. Who? I'm not clam handing him. Clam handing him. I'm literally taking the serving spoon and putting it on his plate. And he was like, that was big that you did that because like it feels like I'm being taken care of.
I feel like...
And I was like, as you should. Just like, I don't want to fucking talk to the waiter. When he asks
me. What if he's not full? Like, what if he doesn't want it?
The food just got there. He ordered the food. What do you mean? We're all sitting there starving. Why wouldn't he want food?
I can't wrap my brain around this one. Sorry.
If I'm like, oh, what do you want? He's like, oh, do you just want to split a bunch of appetizers to start? Like, because we're there having a drink for lunch. He's like, I'm like, yeah, perfect. Whatever you want. He ordered us a salad with salmon on it. He ordered steamed clams. And what else did he order? Something else. Oh, like a dip. The dip, obviously, as is.
Okay, but so you're like, not putting like spin dip on his plate.
No, like the salad came and I took a whole big spoonful of it and put it on his plate and then handed him his plate. And he like loved that I did that because he was like, usually I have to do that for myself. And I was like, who the fuck are you with? Apparently Jess, because she's not going to do that.
I wish Alan was here for this conversation.
Yeah, because this is how it should be. And I said, just like, I don't think I should fucking order my own drink when the waiter comes around. You should fucking order my drink.
You're scooping his salad for him at a restaurant.
Yeah. I'm not scooping it like feeding him like in his mouth. We have two plates
the
there.
I
we
have so...
a salad, a full salad for us to share. I collect a piece. We need comments in Club Addy if there's other women that cater to men other than Jessica. She does not. That women who know
weird.
To do this.
Let the man eat, feed himself.
He can feed himself. I'm giving him the food to eat. And if he wants more, he'll go get it. But it's the initiation of showing him on a first date.
Your mom does this? Still?
No, my mom does nothing for herself. My dad's done everything ever. My mom literally keeps a house clean and like barely makes dinner at this point. They're like 40 years married. That's different. But did she do it when they first went on a date? Yeah, probably. My dad also orders for her for sure. Because I learned that from somewhere. Like, I don't want a waiter coming over and being like, what would you like to drink? And me being like, I'd like this, the spicy margarita. No, if you already asked me what I want and I told you when he comes over, say she'll have the spicy margarita. Thank you. I should not have to fucking talk to the waiter. 100% that's how it should go.
Wait a second. Have you ever had any pushback from a guy?
Never. They've all been like, wow, I loved that. That really stood out to me that like you put food on my plate for me, like made sure that I was like going to eat. Always. Every single guy I've ever done it for.
Okay. We're going to post right now.
Good.
I'm not sure how I'm going to phrase
this. No, because you know why? Men don't respond to us. Women respond for men. Every time I post like men only answer, women's like, oh yeah, I spoke to my husband. He said this. Yeah, okay, lady. Go sit down. Get off Instagram.
I don't even know how to word this. Do you shovel lettuce?
No. See, yeah. Jess loves spinning the narrative. She loves this. It's her jam.
You take your nails.
Do you
scoop lettuce?
Jess literally thinks I took my hand, grabbed lettuce, threw it on his plate, and then waited for that man to eat it. Is there any other?
Waited for approval like this.
Is there any other women who know how to take care of men out there, or is it just me? Because poor Denny is dying.
This is weird. Who can we call of your friends?
Danielle.
No, guy friends.
Okay. Okay. Shall we ask the date?
No. I want it to be someone that doesn't know the routine, someone that's never heard of this before.
Okay. You're worried? I'm trying to find out.
Hey, what's going on, Trey?
Okay, I have an emergency question for you. We're on the podcast right now, and she said to call a guy and ask him for his opinion. Okay, if you're at a restaurant with a girl and you guys order a bunch of appetizers to share and the food comes to the table and it's like salad or like whatever it is, something that you would share. If a girl takes the salad and serves you on your plate, is that good or bad?
That's good.
Thank you. Jess, you have no idea how to take care of a fucking man.
Give me Derek. Give me Derek. Hi, Derek. Thank you. Derek.
Tracy knew to call me on that.
You're on a date with a girl, and she starts scooping mac and cheese into your plate.
A girl is serving you at dinner on top of a restaurant.
That's a normal thing for you. That happens daily.
Don't you expect that?
I mean, yeah.
Right. Thank you.
I wouldn't be with a girl that's not take care.
Thank you.
You Amen. Can't reach Thank for you. Your own appetizers.
You shouldn't have to. The woman should be there. He's buying the dinner. I should at least be serving him the dinner.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard of all time.
I grew up like old school.
Thank
Sicilian.
You. Right. Thank you, Derek. Like, exactly.
I haven't touched food or laundry or a broom. I
Correct.
Tell you how to
or a broom. That we use Dysons now, sweetie.
I know I paid for it. I know I bought some.
Right, he
bought
it.
Some, bought a couple Dysons.
Couldn't tell you what to do with it, but.
All right. You sabotage this call with Derek.
I'll
Thanks,
call
Derek.
Somebody else. I'll call Mark right now.
Bye. Call Mark. Can we call someone not Italian?
I don't know people that aren't Italian. What does that mean? Should we call somebody Jewish?
Yeah,
not Italian.
You got a Jewish
Let me
friend?
Think.
Let's
I
do
gotta
it.
Find one, but I'm sure I have one.
I'm sweating.
Hold on. I gotta have somebody.
All right. I mean, I'll call Nerdy Noel while we're waiting.
Okay.
No shot. He's gonna think this is normal.
His name is Nerdy Noel, the way I would never date him anyway.
Talk to me.
Nerdy exactly. Noel, you're on the podcast right now.
Hello there.
Okay,
we just have one really quick question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever dated a girl that you're at a restaurant?
Splitting an appetizer.
You're splitting an appetizer. You order a couple apps, whatever. And she takes the appetizers and she puts them on the plate for you. Like she serves them to you.
Never in my life.
Would you like it if she did?
No.
Nerdy Noel. Exactly. I'm calling my people.
She's trying
Goodbye,
to tell
I'm
me.
Calling my people.
She's trying to tell me. Then when she goes out to dinner with her man, she puts all the food on their plate
if
for them.
If we're splitting a food for him, I always serve him first and put food on his plate so he can eat it.
That sounds like super. You learned that from your mom, Italian.
Correct. Thank Whoa. You. I'm calling somebody who's not.
You Italian. Know what? I'm doing this to Daddy. I'm going out to dinner with Daddy tonight. I'm going to feed him and I'm going to see what he does because I feel like he's going to tell me to fucking get my hands off his
Hi.
Shit. Hey. All right. Bye, Daddy.
We are. Force calling all of our guy friends right
Thanks,
now.
Bye.
I love
that. Okay, we're on the podcast. You're out to dinner with Candace. First date or early in the relationship even is fine. And you guys get like a salad to split or whatever. And she takes it and like serves you with half of it, like puts half of it on your plate and gives you that spare plate or whatever. Is that good or bad?
That's fine.
Okay, that's good, right? Not Italian. Thank you.
Wait, give me, get bleed me black.
But I'm calling all Italian men in there like, that's because you guys are old school Sicilian.
Jewish?
That's No, he's not Jewish. What is your background? African?
West African.
West African, right,
me,
thank you.
Give me my West African friend
Thank
here.
You.
Hi, it's Jess Hadi. All right.
Yes.
All right, Tracy. Okay, so he's married, right?
He's married.
Okay.
But Candace did this to you now.
If so, you're out.
You'd be like, look at my wife being a fucking wife.
You're out to dinner and she starts putting, you know, a little spin dip on your plate with some chips. She does all like she just starts
she
serving
you
your dinner. You find that that's normal?
She starts serving me my dinner?
Yeah.
Like she puts, like, she gets, like, your, that you, the appetizer that you ordered to share. She gives you, she serves you your plate.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's all. Jess doesn't know how to take care of a man at the end of this conversation.
I'm not done with him.
She thinks it's weird. I was like, if he takes me out to lunch and he's buying my lunch, the least I could do is serve him his lunch. Don't you think that I, like, never a guy has ever been like, I thought it was weird that you took it upon yourself to serve me my food. Like, no, they've been like, oh, that really stood out to me. That shows, like, that you know how to take care of a man.
Yeah, I
think
that's a nice gesture.
Thank you.
How many girls have done that for you in your course of your dating history?
In my life?
Yeah.
A few.
Thank you.
Wow.
I rest my case.
Wow.
A few.
I rest my case.
West African Bill really closed the case.
Yeah. She goes, this is unfair. You're only calling Sicilian men. I'm like, we'll call one that's not Italian right now. Hold on.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's like, and even vice versa. Like, if you order something to split, and then you're just like, I'm going to put some on your plate.
Correct. So. I wouldn't hate it. I would expect me to do it over him because I just, always cater to the man. But
oh, he's so sweet. He said vice versa.
Yeah.
What a good
dude. But Bill's the fucking best, man. There's no one better than him. But yeah. So I just wanted clarity. Okay, that's it. She thinks I'm fucking crazy because I serve men when I'm out to dinner. I'm like, yeah, and after two, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah. You guys are filming today?
Yeah, we're trying. We're having a little difficulty, but we're working on it. All right, I love you.
Love you.
All right,
bye, West African.
See,
I'm making one more call, but I'm probably not going to answer.
I'm trying to think who else I can call.
You know what? I don't know why I even bothered.
I'm scared. Who is this?
You'll hear the voicemail. You know when he clicks me.
You've reached Alan Waters.
Fuck that.
Please leave your name.
No way. You can't ask Alan. He's Southern. He doesn't get it. He's Southern. He has no fucking idea.
Can't even get an answer when we call our producer. The audacity.
Oh my God, I cannot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Baddies, did you know that over 80% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Seriously, think about how many free trials you've subscribed to that you've probably never canceled. And my brain is thinking right now, because we just watched a movie that I wanted to watch. I'm like, 7-day free trial. I definitely never canceled that. I can't even remember what service it was. Dude, this is why everybody needs Rocket Money. Everybody needs this because there's subscriptions for everything these days, from streaming services to fitness programs. And sometimes it feels impossible to keep tabs on what you're paying for every month. Rocket Money is the way to go. Let me break it down for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Most people think they're spending $80 on their subscription when in reality, the number is closer to $200. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does the work for you. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you for up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. With 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. That's a vacation. Spend the money. Don't store it and save it. Spend it. Go on vacation. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscription and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bad examples. That's rocketmoney.com/bad examples. rocketmoney.com/bad examples.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
We've all seen the headlines in the news of how someone lost their life in an act of cold-blooded murder. And while it's sad and grabs your attention, most people go on with their day without giving it another thought. But have you ever stopped to think about the life of the person at the center of the news story? They were more than just a headline or a statistic. They were someone's loved one or friend. I'm Mike Morford, and my podcast, The Murder of My Family, dives into some of those stories to help listeners get to know the person who was lost and how their death affected those closest to them. Listen to The Murder of My Family everywhere you listen to podcasts. There are well over 100 episodes to binge on now.
Oh my gosh, wow, what a hot topic.
I can't believe that you think that's weird. I literally have never not done it.
I do.
And it's always like the most shocking, like they'll literally say to me after, like, it was a big bonus for me that you like took it upon yourself to like give me food and make sure I was eating. And I was like, yeah, well, it's the little thing. It like, that's how I am. I make sure I cater and like not serve, but like, yeah, like I do.
I want to ask Denny, but I think I just want to.
First of all, Denny's never had a meal cooked for him.
I want to go out to dinner and just start doing it. And I want to tape his reaction to it.
I feel like you should set that or like talk to the waiter before and have them record it from afar. He'll be like, am I being punked? You can't call Alan and Denny. Those are the worst examples to call. I called two different people of completely different backgrounds and nationalities.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And even yours, Nerdy Noel, like, he was like, I mean, I wouldn't think that's necessary, but yeah. Like, it's not the
he nailed it, though. Like, it's definitely something you saw growing up. I just, like,
I've always watched women serve men. So I think it's such a small detail to do that shows, like, even when you take me out to dinner, you can rely on me to make sure that you're eating. It, like, shows the future of, like, wow, this is what a wife is. Like, it's not me being like, hey, look, I think I work here. No.
Can I ask you one more question? Because I feel like, are you doing this on a first date?
I just went on a first date the other day and I did this. And he was literally like, and I kept saying to him, I was like, oh, we need to go somewhere. Like, cause we kept hanging out just me and him. And I was like, I just can't wait to see how you are when we're in public. So he was literally like, I said to him, you know, when you go out, like you see things about people, like the way they have you walk in front of them or whatever it is, or hold your hand or pull out your chair. It's little things that you do when you go out with somebody that you realize. And I said, I was like, you did something that like stood out to me. And he's like, yeah, so did you. And I was like, on three. And he's like, okay. So I was like, what was it? And then he was like, when you took the appetizer and like put it on my plate, that showed that like you're just like, you're a wife, like that's what you are, like you know how to take care of what
he's
a man
Italian,
needs.
Right?
He's half.
What stood out about,
and he said what stood out to, and you, I said what stood out to me was when we sat down, you asked me what I wanted to drink and then you ordered my margarita for me.
Was this your dream man?
Literally is my dream man, like those are little things, like, okay, like me and Danielle call it like being brainless at dinner. Like we want a man that we don't have to use our brain for. Like when we sit down, they take your chair out. They hold your hand walking through. I don't have to worry about where I'm walking, where I'm sitting, because you're guiding me to there. Mm-hmm. Or the fact that without doubt, like he already has his card in his hand when he asks for the bill. Or like a cringe to me as like a man who's sitting there and taking forever to figure out a tip. Just leave a fucking tip and sign your name. Who cares what it is? Like, don't fucking overthink it. Little things like that are first date things. The way he like touched my legs like this, like, or my arm, like when we were talking, like interactions that I think are important on a first date in public to see if they get like weird about PDA in public. Or those are things that stood out to me. So that was a little thing that I did that I always do that stood out to him. I was like, good, good. I'm glad you picked up on that.
So here's a serious question, though. Okay. So if you're out, because the tip thing, right? You just like stumbled upon something that's really, have you been on a date and the guy doesn't know how much to tip?
No, it's not even that. It's like him sitting there trying to figure out like what he should leave. Like Say that the bill's $50. Leave 15 and let's go. Let's fucking go. It should be so fast that like you're doing the math in your head before the fucking thing gets here.
Like, if also, you're are they trying to save bill, like a dollar or two? Just like round up.
I don't know. Like that skeeves me and makes me cringe so bad when a guy doesn't know how to quickly do a bill. Like, just do it and be done and figure it out later. Like, I just don't. That freaks me out when I have to sit here and watch you like doing math, adding, signing.
I don't want to discuss the bill. I don't want to know how much it costs.
I don't want it to be on the table for so long because then it's weird me watching you do it.
Yeah, I want
it real quick. I'm done.
Yeah, like, yes, 100%.
Or even better, honestly, is a guy who's like, can we get the check? And then hands the credit card to them as he's asking because he's like, I don't even care what it costs.
Yes.
Take it and fucking go.
Yes.
That, panty dropper for me. You don't even care to check what it is?
Yeah.
Yo, you're in.
Yeah.
And you will be compensated. So just so you know, if you're like, oh, I don't know. That makes me cringe so bad. And I don't know what it is. And it's not even about money or having money.
No, it's just
about the uncomfortableness of a woman being like, should I offer on a first date? Like, you asked me out. Do I offer to pay? I don't want to. I will for sure take care of you down the road and pay for shit and whatever here and there. But like on our first date, when you asked me out, no, I don't think I should be.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
So we're older, not old.
So is
older.
He.
Do you remember dating in your 20s? Because
no, because I was married at 24. So I was with him since 22.
So I stumbled upon my cousin's. He's 21. Okay. The girl he's with is a little older, a couple years older. I was looking at his Venmo and what him and the girl Venmo each other.
Ew, no. No. If a guy lets me Venmo him money.
Gas money. But I think this is like a 20-year-old thing. Like I saw like White Claws. I'm like, you can't buy her. But I guess if they're just like casually dating, what's a 20-year-old going to do? Just buy her
own White Claws. I would never be like, hey, can you pick me up White Claws? I'll Venmo you. If the guy was like, okay, yeah, Venmo me, I'd be like, I'll never speak to you. Actually, I'm blocking
the whole
you right
thing
now.
Is so fucking weird. I literally was like, she Venmoed him gas money? But
wait,
then I'm
so,
thinking.
But we also grow up in a very different generation. Like, for example, my friend went on a date and she went to where they knew they'd be drinking and she knew she didn't want to drink heavily. So she's like, let's take my car. In case you drink more, I don't mind driving home. And then went to go fill up her tank and he didn't offer to pay for her tank. When she offered to drive to your date.
That's fucked.
I would have been gone home already. Yeah. I would have been like, get out of my car.
That's fucked.
Even for him just be like, here's $20, put $20 in.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be fill my tank.
Was he in the car with her?
Yes. Oh, and he let her take
right
out
now.
Her card.
I'm cringing.
I was like, you stayed? You went to the date and then continued to date him after?
Yeah, no.
If I volunteer to drive to our date because I think you want to drink more than I do and I have to go put gas in my car and you don't immediately reach over me and give the guy your card or $20 or whatever it is to put in, you're going home. I'm dropping you off because we're not continuing this little weird.
This was like an adult, like adult date?
Over 30 couple.
That's unbelievable.
I couldn't even, when she told me, I was like, she's like, I literally never told you this
she's
because
with
I
this
knew
guy
you.
Still?
No, she recently just broke up with him, but she was like, I didn't even tell you because I knew that you'd be like, what?
Mm.
I've never even been with guy friends in the car and they let me pay for gas.
Right. No, that's weird.
Right. And that's why I think I would even do it for my guy friends. Let me be very clear about the
sure,
dinner thing.
Sure.
We're all out to dinner and the guys, and I'm with the guys and we go to dinner and there's food. I'm literally taking my guy friends' plates, putting stuff on their plate and giving it to them because I literally take care of men in my life. It's not just my man. My guy friends too, they should be done to that also.
Okay. So
that's why I'm like,
go back
what the
for a
fuck?
Second. You scoop for your guy friends as well.
Like if we were all out and there was like nachos on the table or something and there was like a serving spoon, I'd pick it up and give them stuff and blah, 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 like make sure all the guys had food because I expect when I'm in the car with them, they don't expect me to pay for things. Same thing. It's a mutual respect thing. If I'm with six guys and I'm the only girl and you'll be like, oh, it's $50 each and you take money from me, y'all are fucking losers.
Six guys and one girl. That's called a gangbang.
Oh my God. Out to lunch. Out to something. I'm not
what?
Fucking these men. I literally
six
went out with
guys,
my guy
one
friends
girl.
The other day to lunch. We got to get Jess out of the house. She forgot what real life is like. Men and women are allowed to be friends without getting gangbanged by six of your guy friends, just so you know, everyone out there. It's okay. You guys can have friends that you eat with.
Tracy's like, after they're gangbanging, I scoop their nachos for them.
Oh my God, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
This is a younger generation who, like, they probably don't even have cash on them. Like, I see that he Venmo'd her, and it's just a picture of a bagel. So, like, she couldn't buy him a bagel?
But this is what I'm talking about. Little things that you do for other people. Like, my guy friends have been like, can you pick up a bottle of blah, blah, blah on the way? And then literally before I even handed them the bottle, tried to hand me money. And I'm like, no. Like, what do you, you guys take care of everything all the time. I can't buy you a bottle of liquor. Like, no, absolutely not.
I agree with you on
this. I would never be like, yeah, just Venmo it to me. Like, I would be so, I would cringe before I literally let somebody.
Here's another thing. It's coffee. So, like,
they have to not be hooking up. There's no way they're hooking up. They're definitely just friends.
I think.
But I still can't even fathom that because I would not be like, here, one chicken finger. Here's $4 for one crazy chicken finger I ate. Like, what?
He Venmoed her for the bagel? Like, she, like they got bagels. And
by the way, people, like, in Jersey, a bagel cost at maximum
$3.50. She was like, yeah, you owe me a $2.75 for that bagel.
I cannot. I just don't understand it. I think it's just we are now the old generation. We are the ones that
That's
our parents where we were making fun of our parents being like, oh, they should do this or make sure they hold the door for you, Tracy, blah, blah. Now we're doing that with stuff that we think that should be done. Like, I would never have accepted Venmo from anybody like that. And the only time I've ever accepted Venmo from a guy is like when we literally Venmoed battled back and forth. And I was just like, fine, I'm not going to keep fighting with you. Like, thank you for doing that. But like, I would never, if I, like, immediately I would send money to a guy and then if he sent it back to me, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to fight you over fucking $100. Like, thank you for doing that. But you didn't have to do that.
I think.
But if I sent it to him and he didn't try to fight me back, I'd be like, cringe.
I think what our parents instilled us, like, those values, like, are dead. And it's,
but I still hold a lot of them.
They have, I think technology has made it easy to kill a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to Venmo someone for a bagel or for gas when you're dating is just,
it's, no, it's so cringe. I can't.
It's weird, but I guess they're kids.
Also, I have to ask you, is this a deal breaker for you when a guy is like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Oh, it's so annoying.
If
just
you,
do it.
No,
especially
if you're,
when you're
like,
dating.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if this guy was like,
no,
hey, like, what do you want to do this weekend? And I write back, make a plan and let me know what we're doing. And he's like, well, where do you want to go? I'm immediately turned off because I'm like, you can't Mr. Big me. You've never seen Sex in the City, people. You don't know that Big just shows up to her fucking house. She gets in the car. He takes her somewhere. That's how it should be. I don't need to tell you what I'm in the mood for, what I want to eat. I expect dates to be prepared for me. It's a bare minimum thing.
Bare min.
And I think that's a huge thing for me. Also, all these guys are like, what are you doing? What are you at? Where do you want to go? Blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I don't want to fucking tell you what I want. Tell me where we're eating.
When you're dating,
and we're going. Take me there. Also, if you let me drive you, cringe.
Oh, no.
And like, I don't let men drive me places. Like, I will always be like, for dates, I'll be like, I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. And that's something my parents can't understand because they're like, well, he doesn't come pick you up. And I'm like, no, because people kill each other nowadays. Mm-hmm, like, I'm not meeting up with some guy and letting him, one, know where I live, and two, me having no escape plan if I don't want to be there anymore.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I recently was asked, hey, like, let's go get dinner at this place. And then, I was like, okay. And I was like, I'll meet you there at 8. And he's like, or I could just pick you up, but like, we're talking. So I was like, okay, but I allowed it and I let him be the man because I felt like he was like offended by me saying I was going to meet him there. And I was like, oh, am I like emasculating him? Like, whatever the word is, like,
emasculating him. Yeah.
Am I like taking that like pick you up thing away from him?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, oh, you can pick me up at 8. That's fine. Whatever. But like, I thought about it because I really don't let men pick me up because I get weird about it. Like, if I don't know if I'm going to.
No.
But we had already been
really
talking.
Good,
so it's okay.
Bad show. That's good advice. Like, I don't think when you've been on a couple of dates,
it's fine.
But
that was my first time like literally giving this man
no
my
shot.
Address.
You let a stranger pick you up. No,
never.
Although
I never
maybe
would.
In college, I might have done that, but it's fine.
No, I literally have driven myself ever. I don't care if I have to drive 2 hours. I'm for sure driving me before you picking me up.
But I agree with the driving thing. Like, I know somebody that gets like anxiety when her man drives, and I'm in my head, I'm just like,
no, I love feeling careless.
Being a passenger princess is like my second job title. Like, I put on my resume after makeup artist, passenger princess.
But
like,
I also
do it well.
Feel like I'm a relationship princess. Like, I want to be brainless. That's what me and Danielle talk about. Yeah. Is like, I would like to be brainless. Like, anything I don't have to think about on a date is you get more and more points. As I think less, you get more points. To the point where I'm literally not thinking and then you get more.
No.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because I want like literally to be like, oh, he took care of this. He took care of that. He took care of this. Just to know that he knows how to do it. Not that he financially can or whatever, but for him to know like these are the way you behave with the female.
Yes.
Just like I think there's certain things that they expect from us that if we don't do, they're going to be like, she didn't even do this. Like,
I don't know if it's long-term great, I will say. I might be evidence of that because I am like a giant baby. I can't do anything for myself. Like, we go to the airport, I'm just like following him around like a puppy. I don't know what a gate is, where a gate is. He just does everything. Like, it's everything we do. I mean, anything in the house. I can't do anything. I'm just...
No, see, I'm the opposite. I do everything all the time, 24/7. So when I'm with a guy, I expect to do nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I do nothing. For my brain kids. Is closed. I know, I lost my brain because of
it. But I didn't shut off because of it. Because I still have my own time. I do everything for me and the kids.
Mm.
So I have to be on 24/7. So then when I have the day off and I'm on a date with somebody, I expect them to take over the dominance role. And that's where they say like women enter their soft era when a man shows respectful dominance. Because it's me being able to let go of the feminine dominance that I have and be submissive to a guy who's showing controlled dominance over me.
That's what I'm saying. If you're letting that guy that's been doing that for you do it for 10 years.
Yeah, no, I get how you're here now. I'm just saying like a mush.
You turn into a pile of mush. Yeah.
I know, I get that, but I feel like that's how the roles are. Like,
yeah.
I'm always the head of my household. So when I don't have to be and I have a man who then turns into that for me, like I go into like soft girl era and I'm literally princess dumb, like princess submissive. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever you say. Mom.
Call my own Uber. If I'm out, he'll figure that out for me. Like I don't even have that app on my phone. Like I don't know how to do a lot of things that most like. I just download Venmo myself because I would just be like, yo, Venmo this person for me. Like,
yeah,
he just does everything for me.
So on our way out, we valeted the car, right? After our date,
yep.
We valeted the car. And he was like, I just have to stop at the ATM really quick. And I was like, for what? And he's like, I have to get cash out for the valet. And I was like, I'm not letting you take cash out for the valet. I have cash. And he's like, I'm not letting you pay for the valet. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not letting you pay $5 service charge on an ATM when I can just give you the fucking $5. Like, and he's like, the fact that you even like wouldn't let me like take money out, he was like, showed that like.
Yeah, by the way, I love that. Yes, you should. He should pay for X, Y, and Z. But
like, I can volunteer stuff to do. Yes. Like, especially fucking $5-$10. Like
if he just dropped hundreds of dollars on you guys, had wine at dinner, appetizers, and you're taking a walk on the pier for ice cream and you're like, I want to treat this. Let me treat this.
Yeah, let me do it. And I will always do that. But that's
such a fine line. But it's so nice when it's done. I
feel like that's what you have to show. And if you're not showing it with like, hey, I know how to cook and take care of you and like, you know, cater to you, then you have to do it in some other form. Because if they see themselves doing and doing and doing and doing and you're not doing anything back, it's like, what am I here for?
One of the guys that I'm friends with, he has like stupid money. Like he's a ball player or whatever. And he bought me a coffee the other day. Instead of just like being like, well, you're rich and I'm poor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just take the coffee. I was like, hey, can I Venmo you for that?
Yeah.
Man almost
he was like
melted.
So offended. Yeah,
he was like,
I'm not taking money
for
girl,
like no, like you're not paying for, you know, you're gonna pay for the Starbucks, it's okay. But like he like he didn't accept it, but he like thought it was sweet, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, of course, because guys are so used to, first of all, this generation is all about like women and like finding men with money, like to the point where these gorgeous women are with hideous men, and we all know it's not because they're the nicest men ever, it's because they have a shit ton of money. So a guy that meets a girl who actually doesn't care about money and is willing to put some out also, like, and not for like dinners or, oh, you paid for the last one. No, but like little things here and there, or I got this for you because I saw it and I thought you would like it. Like little stuff, I feel like means a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
But men who really don't care about money and are like, let me do the money thing, things like serving them food at dinner when they didn't expect that is their shock because they're not going to take that money from you.
Agree.
So their little acts of service is me doing something small like that, being like, wow, like she didn't think to just grab food for herself, but like thought to take care of me first, is like, wow, that's like a fucking wife right there.
Yeah.
That's a girlfriend.
I think these things... I really like, okay, so like you take it to an extreme, but there is
I do, but
there's a happy medium that I do think when you are dating that you should put this effort in. And I do think it defines you from like being like a girl they're just seeing to like someone they could maybe marry.
Or when they're on to the next girl and you guys break up, they're always going to look back and be like, this girl is not doing the stuff that the old one did. That's why guys come back to me all the time, because they're always like, she's never going to be you. She's never going to do the things you did for me. She's never going to treat me and let me feel like the man that I am. Like, you had a healthy balance of like being very dominant and not letting me like decide for you everything. But at the same time, like, you made me feel like I was the man in the relationship.
Yes.
And verbatim, I have the text in my phone that says that. So
I think also men like to feel like men.
Right. You have to let them feel like that, which is why I feel like things that, you know, you do are showing him like, wow, she would really take care of me.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of guys are looking for a mentally stable female because there are not many left. They're all fucking crazy. So if they find one that's like, wow, she really cares, she's going out of her way to do this for me, it's like a not even an obvious trigger in their head, but like something that they think about later.
Do you realize this all started over girl dinner?
Yeah. Well, because it girl like dinner. Spirals because girls, this is the point, is girls literally don't take care of themselves when it comes to that. But we end up taking care of men.
String cheese for dinner and I'm putting your fucking...
Here's your 5-star, 5-course meal. I'll have the string cheese and a friggin' bowl of Special K.
I love Special K. Oh my goodness.
I cannot. In my defense, I think men either expect it or the ones who don't expect it are like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
When a girl does something like I was explaining. And I think they're like, what is his name? Nerdy Noel?
Yeah.
I don't think he's never probably had it. And he's like, but if I saw it, I'd be like, wow, okay, I didn't expect that. And probably would be like, that was weird until he really thought about it. But he even said it's probably what she saw when she was raised.
Yeah.
So even somebody who didn't like it and didn't think it was
like weird for me because of all the shit my mom does, like she is that stereotypical Italian woman, Italian mom, like.
But don't when you're
seen that.
But when you're at a your family is also like they're so loving, but they're not cuddly.
Yeah.
You like your family is like a very loving, happy family, but they're not like hugging and kissing and cuddly family. So like maybe that's not something that one your dad ever wanted or your mom never felt like she needed to do.
But my mom did all that. She is his servant to this day.
Okay. So then maybe you just never saw it or never picked up on it.
You got me thinking.
Because there's no way your family being as old school as they are, that this was never like that. You never saw your mom like serve your dad on plate, like give him food, like take his plate and put food on it for him and give it to him. There's just no way.
It's freaking me out. Like, there's no way. She's definitely done that. When like, you go, holidays, when we're home.
OK, but when you're at
I think it's the restaurant thing that's bugging me out. When you're like, I've seen it at a party for sure.
When you're at a party and there's a buffet out and like Denny's with the boys talking, do you go and make him a plate?
Yes.
So then that's what I'm talking about. That's the same fucking thing, except for you're at a restaurant. Yes, it is.
You're leaning over his shit. You're like,
I'm not. It's right in front of me and I'm serving him his food. It's literally the same thing. For me to have to get up and go make a plate and go walk it over to him, what is the difference if I'm doing it if we're sitting at the same table? It's the same exact thing. It's just a different location. It's literally the same.
I can't wrap
I've never ever been at an event and there be like food out and me not run up to the food, put food on their plate or ask them what they'd like first and then go get them their food and bring it back to them ever. I've never not done that for a guy.
I'm going to ask one of my friends so bad. Hold on. Stand by. I'm going to ask one person. See if they respond. 2 seconds.
Nothing about it is like abnormal to me. It's almost abnormal if I see a girl not do it because it's like she expects it to be done.
Listen, do I think my 20-year-old cousin is forever? Do I think he's going to be a 30-year-old man one day getting gas money in his Venmo? Probably not.
I mean, I hope not. But we don't know. But I don't know.
It's true. We know nothing. However, where we are in our dating lives, I feel like, and for the baddies out there who are single and dating, like, a guy should have a lot of this stuff figured out by now. Like, you should not have to teach a 30-something-year-old man to hold the door for you.
Well,
or
that's
to pay
why
for
I
a meal
say I want to know.
To take, you know,
I want
to
see
tag off of a gift. There are just things that, like, at some point you've had to have learned. And if they haven't learned, maybe they've never been in a relationship. Like, these are all red flags to me, really.
Some of them are so cringe that it's like, even if it's not a red flag, I would never be able to move past it.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever got me flowers and the tag because you bought them from like a fucking grocery store and not a floral shop was still on it. Like, the immediate cringe for me is just like, you don't know to check for that. Like, I appreciate the small gesture, like when you're grocery shopping, you're like, let me grab these for her. And you don't actually go with like a flower place. But take the fucking tag off.
But that's something that
like I gotta
learn over time.
Do you or do people just not have common sense? Because like I would never give a gift with a tag on it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I expect too much.
You expect too much.
Yeah, I don't want to know what things cost.
I just think at our age, why are we settling? When you've, how many girls have you been with? You've had to have learned something along the way. I'm not teaching you at this stage in my life. I'm not the one to teach.
No, I already have three kids. I don't need another.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm like, listen, if you're a younger baddie, you know, in your 20s, like some of this doesn't always apply because these guys are still figuring out.
I mean, my son is 5. He makes me walk in front of him because he wants to be behind me to make sure that I got there okay. He holds the door for me.
Angel.
He literally helps me bring in the groceries. Like, this is a man at 5. This is a man at 5.
Little gentleman.
He knows things that you're supposed to do. He knows the walk on the outside of the street rule at 5. And I told him, not now, you can't, because I'm supposed to do it now because mm-hmm. you're a kid. But when you get older and you're the man, you do it. Mm-hmm. And he knows that. I ask him all the time, what side are the men supposed to walk on? The outside. All the time he knows this. Men don't know this. I don't know if it's their fault or their mom or their dad's. Because who's supposed to be teaching them, really?
Really, we don't teach. We don't raise. We haven't raised our boys right. We have to do a better job.
No, I have. Right. These other people haven't, yeah, for sure.
You are doing it.
And
right.
Like these mother-in-laws that have come over and they're like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing this with your kid. Listen, lady, shut up. I live with your son and I'm still teaching him stuff that you didn't teach him. So calm down. I don't know. I just don't really understand half of it. I feel like these are just natural things that people should pick up on. Maybe I'm just very observant and like I know what they expect because yeah. I picked up on it. But like I just feel like it seems very idiot-proof to not.
Listen, it all comes down to, are you feeding your man his appetizers? It's the question of the show.
That is the question of the show. To feed him or not to feed him will probably be the episode title, honestly. To cater or not to cater.
I just already know Alan's going to be editing this episode and just texting me like death threats, like, I hate you both.
First of all, the fact that she called Alan to ask if like he thinks a girl should do that or not is like, the answer is no, obviously, from Alan. First of all, I don't know the rules in the South, but I'm pretty sure feeding your man is not one of them.
In the South.
I really don't. I don't think it is.
They're like, listen here, baddie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like, I just don't picture it with the North and South are two very different places. And culturally,
I got my shotgun here, so you better feed me my, they're definitely not eating appetizers. You better feed me my, what are they?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Not the hors d'oeuvres.
They don't do apps down South. They're just like, what do they eat? What's a Southern food?
I don't know. Biscuits?
Biscuits.
Grits?
Grits, yeah.
I don't know, but I just think it's more of a cultural thing with the way.
Sure, then, I agree.
Because
but it's not terrible.
Noel was
it's not
right.
Terrible advice.
He was right. He did call that it was based on what I've seen, which is what I've seen.
Yeah.
I just think I even take it to a next level.
I think you also probably have a good feel for the guys you date.
Yeah, I'm not doing shit for anybody that I don't actually like, by the way. Nothing. I'm doing nothing for you. And I'm going to probably make you feel like the bare minimum and then go and never call you again. But if I like you, I will put extra effort into it.
Like, I just know what's going to happen is like, because what I'm saying is like, you know, the kind of guys you date and like the kind of guy they are and that they appreciate this thing or they've had it done to them before. But like, I know right now there's going to be a listener that's going to try this. I just foresee it.
I don't know where this is going.
The man's going to be like, but what are you doing? Why are you feeding me? I'm a grown man. I could feed myself. And then some things. We're going to get the shit for it 100%. But I mean, hope everyone tries it. I want to hear all the feedback. I want to hear
I
all the feedback.
I think you should just casually, next time you're out with your man, and get a salad to share and grab the spare plate that's not in front of him, but put next to the salad, like as is, like waiters do. Grab it, grab a bunch of salad and hand it to him and just see his reaction that you took the time to do something like that for him. And I guarantee he may not even say it. His face will, though.
I think my issue is my arms are too short. I can't, like, reach over
Jess
the table.
Jess has T-Rex arms.
Baddies, please hit us back with this feedback. If you do it, if you've done it, if you're planning to do it, and we want to know his reactions, we will do an update on the show because this shit is gold.
I think it is.
See you next Tuesday.
Ciao.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
hosted on dimlywit.com.